Preparing your nervous system for sex is very important because if you want to last longer during sex, if you want to experience much more pleasure, much more confidence, and a deeper connection with your partner and with the entire experience of sex, there are some things you can do to prepare your nervous system, to prepare your mind and body for sex. So sex is something that most of us love, and it's unfortunate that a lot of people have developed a stress response in their nervous system when it comes to sex. And this is one of the main causes, not just of premature ejaculation, but having a general lack of pleasure during sex, a lack of connection, a lack of fulfillment. And this usually happens because we've ingrained, for whatever reason, a stress response, basically a survival response in our nervous system when we are engaging in sex. This usually is coming from past experiences. One of the most common things is the shame that's put around sexuality in our teenage years, especially around things such as masturbation, where men become secret closet masturbators, doing it as quickly as possible, making sure no one will discover them. And I'm not saying you should be like out in public masturbating, but you know, just in general, there is all this shame, and that creates this feeling of I'm doing something wrong by engaging in self-pleasure, and that extends to sex as well. And it doesn't help that a lot of men have had embarrassing situations during sex with partners in the past. Maybe it was premature ejaculation, an inability to get erect, and just a continuation of feeling that shame around your own body. So because of this, sex, sexuality, and sexual pleasure often creates a stress response in your nervous system. You enter into this sympathetic fight or flight mode when you're in a sexual experience, which is extremely unfortunate because this really limits your capacity to experience pleasure, and it causes men to ejaculate very quickly. And this is one of the main underlying reasons for men who have sexual performance anxiety. They're essentially stuck in the past. They're in this self-defense mode, essentially. They're functioning in survival mode. And porn conditions men to be stuck in this survival mode as well, because one thing that happens is this overstimulation of porn, it tends to overwhelm your nervous system. You're getting so much dopamine release, so much sensory input into all these sexual images. It actually creates tension in your body. It creates this impatience, like, oh, it's so arousing, I need to orgasm now. And that causes you to tense up. It changes your breathing patterns. It disconnects you from the present moment and pulls you out of your body. So these are a lot of the things that can contribute to this stress response to sexuality. So with that, I'm gonna dive into the three most important things you can do to prepare your nervous system, to prepare your body and mind for sex, and some other things that will really help you and support you in this process as well. So the first thing is the breath. This is the most important thing. It's the foundation of everything. You've probably, if you've been following me, you've heard me talk about the breathing many times. It's because it's very important. When you transition into a stress response, in fact, most people never transition out of one, they're functioning in this pretty much all day. The first thing to change is your breathing. Basically short, shallow breathing, very constricted belly, constricted diaphragm, shallow, quick chest breathing, which further exacerbates your stress response and keeps you stuck in that sympathetic fight or flight state. So the way you want to breathe is breathing deep into your belly. Think of breathing into your pelvic floor, breathing into your balls. Bring your mind down low in your body. Put your hands on your belly or your pelvic floor. Fill it up with breath. Try to breathe in for about 4 seconds. Exhale out for about 4 seconds. You can deepen that, you can make it longer if you want, but you want to keep this full breathing. So maybe you're about to connect with your partner, or you're beginning to become intimate with your partner. That is the time to start breathing consciously, to start controlling your breathing. It's the one thing you can always control. Anytime you're stressed out, this is the thing to focus on, is keep your breathing full and deep. Think of breathing into your balls. This gives you something to focus on, keeps you present, and less likely to get stuck in negative thought loops. And if you're enjoying the content so far, make sure you subscribe to my channel. And if you want to really up your game in the bedroom, make sure you get my free ejaculation control course through the link in the video description. The next thing is releasing tension. I could say relaxation here, but relaxation can be a misleading term, because this type of relaxation is essentially releasing the tension response in the body. Because again, when you're nervous, when you get into that stress response, the body starts tensing up. You start to squeeze muscles, you start to constrict areas of the body, and usually you have no idea that you're doing this. In fact, I want you to right now just scan your body from tension, head to toe. You may notice, wow, I was clenching my jaw, or my brow was a bit furrowed, because I'm trying to process what he's talking about here. Maybe my shoulders are up a little bit, my chest feels tight, maybe the diaphragm's constricted, maybe the pelvic floor is squeezing like you've been holding a Kegel, maybe your feet are kind of curling against the ground very subtly. So just being aware of that. And now just start to release those areas. Here's an imagery that will help. Imagine your fist is clenched. In fact, you can do this. You clench your fist, notice what that feels like, and then relax it, and then uncurl the fingers. Go to any tense areas of the body and kind of create that process with your mind by bringing body awareness into that area. For example, the diaphragm, you breathe in, and as you exhale, think of it like you're uncurling knots in that area just by relaxing deeply. And just do that all over your body. And this is something you'll have to practice, but usually right away you can immediately remove superficial tension that's just there unnecessarily just by scanning through the body. It helps to release it on an exhale. Think of all of your flesh, your muscles as melting off the bones, sinking down off your skeletal structure. And what you'll feel is this sense of heaviness. You feel, if you're sitting down, you feel your butt in contact with whatever you're sitting on stronger. Or if you're standing up, you'll feel your feet more in contact with the earth. This has the effect of sinking your energy, grounding you. So basically the lower in your body your consciousness can be centered, the more stable, the more calm, and the more grounded you'll feel. When your awareness is stuck up here in your head and you're just thinking, you feel very ungrounded, very scattered, often worried, tense, and disconnected from your power and your presence. So once again, as you're beginning to initiate sex with your partner, you start to realize, where am I tensing up? Can I relax, relax, relax? You combine this with the breathing. You breathe deeply and you relax on the exhale. And what this does, both the breathing and the releasing physical tension, is it starts to communicate with your subconscious mind. It's okay, it's safe. When you're tensed up all the time, it's like I'm protecting myself from predator. Something's about to like swing at me and hit me, and I need to, make sure I'm protecting myself from it. The body's in survival response. When you start to breathe slowly, breathe deeply, release the tension from your body, you're essentially removing your layers of protection, and your body says, okay, it must be safe. There's no immediate threats. Nothing's trying to chop my head off right now. I guess we can relax and shift more into parasympathetic calm state. All right, then the third thing to focus on is creating a confident state of presence, basically creating confidence. Now you might be saying, well, if it was that easy just create confidence, I would have done that in the first place. But I'm gonna give you a very practical demonstration of this that I think you'll find very helpful. So first of all, just watch me. Notice how you think I'm feeling, all right? Just based on my body language and the look on my face, the look in my eyes. So you might be thinking, this guy looks a bit nervous. He looks a bit on edge. If you were a woman, would you feel safe and supported by me in that state? That was an example, maybe a bit exaggerated, but what I was doing was, kind of like protective body language, tension, my shoulders were up a little bit, my face was full of tension and a worried look and kind of looking all around. Try it. And now notice how this feels. So maybe it's very subtle. I want you to try this. First of all, put yourself in this, kind of a similar position, kind of protective, little shoulders are up, raised a little bit. Think of breathing up in your chest and just kind of like looking around. How does it feel? It feels worried, it feels nervous. Can you feel confident and like grounded and calm in that state? I don't feel very much so in that way. Now try this. Think of having a straight spine, like tall and proud. It's like something's lifting up your head. Tall spine. Relax your face. Think of, again, everything sinking down, but there's this expansive quality. I'm not protected, I'm expanded. Pick something to look at. Think of relaxing the face and just feel the sense of confidence, the sense of, yes, I've got this. And now also expand your awareness beyond your body. It's like your awareness starts to fill up the room. It's like your mind is like a liquid and just starts to envelop the room around you, like water absorbing into a sponge. So you're filling up the room with your awareness. How does that feel? You just have this feeling of like, fuck yeah. So adding in the breathing now, add in any relaxation of tension from your body. There's nothing to think about because you have to be focusing on breathing, holding this presence, relaxing superficial tension. This gives you pure presence. Okay, so now you have some very practical tools. That gives you something to focus on. When you're focusing on those three things, when you're breathing properly, breathing deeply, when you're releasing physical tension from your body, when you're practicing this presence and this feeling of confidence and this expansion of your energy, it puts you in a very grounded, masculine, and expansive state. And this is going to start programming your nervous system to basically feel safe. Even if you're in an uncomfortable situation, even if, you know, you're with a new partner, this could be like a non-sexual situation. You're having a conflict with someone, you're having a heated conversation. You focus on these things, you're breathing, you're relaxing, you're settling your energy, and you're expanding your awareness. You're not shrinking and worrying, you're expanding. That gives you something to focus on, something to practice, and this will really upgrade your body's capacity and your ability to stay calm under pressure and to keep your nervous system a bit more balanced. All right, guys, practice that. Let me know how it goes. If you want me to make more videos on how to really increase your presence, increase your masculine groundedness, let me know in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, please give it a like and subscribe to my channel. Have a great day, my friends.